Broadcasting life and truth around the world, you're listening to the best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The mission of CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast is to teach discernment and to defend the essential doctrines of the historic Christian faith. Each day, Hank answers questions with a passion for apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. For more information about CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. To begin today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And as always, it is a pleasure and a delight to be in studio. As just mentioned, our address on the web, equip.org, where you can give in a safe, secure fashion. You can also write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As I sit in studio, I hold in my hand a brand new issue of the Christian Research Journal. It is a double issue. We caught up with the double issue. It is one of the most fantastic resources we have ever produced at the Christian Research Institute. And as I wrote in the From the President section of this double issue of the Christian Research Journal, this has been anything but an ordinary year. January, the tumors associated with mantle cell lymphoma returned with a vengeance. And I still remember looking into the mirror not long after New Year's Day and seeing a tumor protruding from my right jaw. And then shortly thereafter, another popped up on my neck. And after that, two large tumors appeared on either side of my groin. A subsequent PET scan revealed a multiplicity of tumors throughout my chest cavity. And with the return of the tumors, chemotherapy became a full-time interloper. Well, today as I speak, I am 200 days removed from an allogeneic stem cell transplant that appears to have completely cured what has long been considered an incurable disease. A side effect, however, as I alluded to a little earlier, is that CRI fell behind in various ministry outreaches, including production of the Christian Research Journal. And the cure is this wonderfully supersized edition that is pregnant with promise. And of all the great entries, I am especially excited about the cover story. Why? Because as Lewis Marcos, the author, makes plain, Dante's epic poem on hell provides one of the most compelling vehicles for helping the current generation grapple with the evident realities of eternal separation from the very one human beings were created to forever enjoy. And as Marcos puts it, we understand the perverse nature of sin. When we understand that, then we can move on to understand something shocking upon which Dante insists, which is that sinners are eager to cross over into hell. Dante's brilliance stands in sharp contrast to modern muddles on afterlife. I'm thinking here of David Bentley Hart's September release of a book titled That All Shall Be Saved, Heaven, Hell, and Universal Salvation, which has been rightly castigated in the Wall Street Journal as an ungenerous, repetitive, badly argued, and pretentiously written tirade. A tirade in which the wisdom of the Holy Fathers is characterized as morally repellent, morally unintelligible, and obviously ludicrous. as exemplified by Dante's Inferno. However, we must never lose sight of the transcendent value of reading classics like Dante's Inferno, and not reading it in a wooden literalistic fashion, but reading it in the sense in which he intended. It is multifaceted, rich layers of allegorical tapestry, well worth reading again if you've never read it before, but you have to read this article. And related to reading the classics is reading and rereading articles such as Michael Strauss's entry on the origin of the universe. And I mean reading it and rereading it until you own its contents. Why? Because I want you to be equipped to communicate that modern cosmology not only demonstrates that the universe had a beginning, but that a beginning necessitates a beginner. If you master the contents of this issue of the Christian Research Journal alone, you will be equipped to communicate the absolute necessity of truth in a regrettably post-truth culture. And yet, as the mission statement on the cover of this journal underscores, while truth is necessary, it is hardly sufficient. Jesus not only declared himself to be the way to the Father, but remember, he said he was the truth and the life. On one hand, outside of the truth kept by the whole church, personal experience is deprived of certainty, of objectivity. It becomes, therefore, a mingling of truth and falsehood, a mingling of reality and illusion. On the other hand, the life that is truly life must humbly be confessed to be a realm that is largely inaccessible to all human apprehensions of truth. It involves a mysterium that is to be experienced rather than just explained. And while the incomprehensibility of the life that matters more is not a prohibition upon knowledge, it is a transcending of knowledge. It's a transcending of all philosophical speculation. Vladimir Lossky said it best when he said that Christian theology is always, in the last resort, a means. It's a unity of knowledge subserving an end which transcends all knowledge. And that ultimate end is union with God. We were created for fellowship in the Holy Trinity. At any rate, as you consume this special edition of the Christian Research Journal, you're going to be reminded that each outreach of the Christian Research Institute, not the least of which is this journal, is pursued precisely because life and truth matter. I'm so thankful for the day, and I write about this in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, that a good friend of mine told me that life matters more, that the map is not the territory, that the menu is not the meal, that we ought never to mistake the cradle for its occupant. And so this year, 2020, will be focused not only on the transcendent importance of truth, but also the superlative experience of life. The very thing I wrote about in Truth Matters, Life Matters More, the unexpected beauty of an authentic Christian life that is to be experienced rather than just explained. Again, we'll be focusing on all of that and more, but if you have not subscribed to the Christian Research Journal, please take a moment to head over to equip.org and subscribe today. The first issue you'll get is the double issue of the Christian Research Journal. You can subscribe again in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as we end this segment and prepare for the next, I am so grateful once again for all of you who do support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute prayerfully and financially. There are people that you will meet in eternity as a result of your faithfulness, of your support, of your prayer, which is firing the winning shot. So as I always like to say, thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. We'll be back in just a minute or two with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so please don't touch that dial.
Many Christians today view fasting as weird, unimportant, legalistic, or even unhealthy. If we won't make fasting a part of our lives, we will never enjoy the blessings, physical, mental, and spiritual, that fasting offers. Simply put, many Christians need a paradigm shift when it comes to making fasting a part of their lives. For Christians interested in reaping the physical, mental, and spiritual rewards of fasting, the new book by J.W. Richards, Eat, Fast, Feast, is a must-read. To receive your copy of Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, A Christian Guide to Fasting, just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.
The book Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul is a true gift to Christians eager to grow spiritually as they get healthier physically. What makes this book unique? J.W. Richards draws on the ancient church's centuries-old practice of intermittent fasting as a way of life in Christ unknown to many modern Christians. Most books that promote diets focus solely on the physical. Eat, Fast, Feast is different because it isn't merely promoting a diet. It's a six-week plan for a powerful paradigm shift and genuinely holistic health that could make this the healthiest year of your life. To receive your copy of Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, A Christian Guide to Fasting, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers. Counter to our intuitions, Dante depicts sinners as eager to enter the inferno, for hell promises to give them exactly what they want, their sin and themselves forever. Other topics include, did the universe really have a beginning? Christian apologetics in a nutshell. Christianity and the origins of hospitals and modern medicine. The indomitable human spirit of Philip K. Dick. Why arguments over fetal pain capability ultimately miss the mark in the abortion debate, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Eat, Fast, Feast is a book with a plan to promote healing the whole of you, physically and spiritually. If you are confused about when to eat and when to abstain from eating, don't delay. Read today. Hank Hanegraaff did, and the results have been nothing short of transformational for both his body and soul. To receive your copy of Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, A Christian Guide to Fasting by J.W. Richards, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Well, let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy, and I hope you are in for a little encouragement. I want to goad you a little bit. Or motivate you, perhaps. Motivate you in the vein of reading the Bible. Lots of people today have little patience for reading the Bible. In fact, some of you may recall that I wrote about this in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. If you have the book, you'll note that I allude to Mere Christianity, where C.S. Lewis tells the story of a hard-bitten Royal Air Force officer who had precious little patience for reading the Bible. Now, why was that? Well, from his perspective, anyone who has experienced God alone in the desert has little need for, well, the rubbish of reading things about God. Now, Lewis made a comment about this. He said, on the one hand, the officer may have had a point. As the territory is more real than the map that portrays it. So an experience with God in the cool of the desert night is far more viscerally authentic than just reading things about him in the Bible. And likewise, looking at the Atlantic Ocean from the vantage of a beach is far more real than merely looking at a map of the Atlantic. But here's what needs to be understood. The map, well, it's based on the experience of thousands of people who've had a real encounter with the Atlantic Ocean. These are not isolated experiences. They're innumerable experiences. And not only that, if you want to go anywhere, a map is absolutely necessary. And the Bible is like that map. While the territory might be more significant than the map nonetheless makes a transcendent difference. Because what it entails is the experience, in terms of Scripture, which is our map, the experience of hundreds of people who really were in touch with God. These are experiences compared with which any thrills or pious feelings you and I are likely to get on our own are very elementary and very confused. That's precisely how C.S. Lewis explains it. You're not going to get anywhere by just looking at a map, but you'll likely not get to where you're going without a map. And thus again, while it is true that life matters more than truth, the life that matters more is ultimately dependent on truth. In the high priestly prayer that Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, he says these words. He utters them to his Father, sanctified them by the truth. Your word is truth. It is not just about truth. It is truth. Hunger for the Word of God has to become for you and I as natural as hunger for food. You don't have to force yourself to become hungry. Neither should you have to force yourself to become hungry for spiritual food. In the authentic Christian life, that kind of partaking should be as natural as breathing. as natural as the involuntary blinking of your eyes. The tragedy is that all too many suppose that the overcoming life can be achieved apart from the embrace of life practices like reading the Bible. But it can't. Reading the Bible has to become routine, not forced, but regular. And then what starts out as a discipline will become a delight. Now, the Bible can be used in various ways. One of the ways in which I use the Bible is as the basis for my prayer life. I employ Psalm 139 as an expression of my faith in God. Psalm 145 to articulate devotion, my worship, my adoration of God. Psalm 51 in confession. And if you have not taken the time to memorize that psalm, of all the psalms that I use almost daily in my prayers, this one ought to be highlighted. And then there's Psalm 118 for thanksgiving. The Bible can also be used devotionally. For example, the book of Proverbs is particularly suited for devotional purposes. But in any case, the Bible must be read. In fact, if you, like the majority of all Christians, have never read through the Bible, you ought to purpose this very moment to do that very thing. Why? Because reading through the Bible may be a daunting proposition, but it's a necessary one. And because it's necessary, I developed the Legacy Reading Plan. It's free of charge. You can find it on the web at equip.org. Download it. But this reading plan, the Legacy Reading Plan, is designed to empower you to eat the elephant one book at a time, to mix a metaphor. The format that I designed is specific to make your time in the Bible the best it can possibly be. The Legacy Reading Plan, well, it's unique in that it requires you to process books of the Bible rather than piecing together bits of books. And the goal at the outset is to comprehend the essence God is communicating by reading each biblical book as a whole. And so what I've done is I've taken the reading calendar and naturally segmented that calendar into seasons and then the seasons into months. The bottom line is this: nothing should take precedence over getting into the Word and getting the Word into us. Why? Because if we fail to eat well-balanced meals on a regular basis, we will eventually suffer physical consequence. And in like manner, if we do not regularly feed on the Word of God, we're going to suffer spiritual consequences. We must draw upon God's boundless store of grace from day to day as we need it. You know, when you eat, you can't say, well, I'm going to eat for a month's worth. You can't do that. The same thing is true with the Word of God. We must daily partake of the Word of God. And that's why I say in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, that the church is not only a Eucharistic assembly, but the church is also a spiritual gymnasium. It's a place in which we are called to gymnasize ourselves into godliness. That's exactly what Paul says. Gymnasize yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value. But godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Well, I hope you're motivated to get into the spiritual disciplines. Getting into the Word of God, getting the Word of God into you is one of them. Of course, it must always be augmented with prayer. And as in the featured book for this month, fasting. Those three are so important: prayer, scripture, and fasting. And to that end, we have as the featured resource for this month, J. Richards' monumental book, a book that has made a transcendent, transformational difference in my life. It's titled Eat, Fast, Feast: Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul. It's really a Christian guide to fasting. All of the objections are overcome. It talks about Christ's teaching with respect to fasting, his modeling of fasting, what the apostles taught, what the apostolic fathers taught, what the holy fathers taught, what was taught in the early church, and what we must regain in the modern church as well, if we're going to be not impotent, but powerful to change the culture. Out of time for this week's editions of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to being right back here next week with more.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To learn more about Hank or the Christian Research Institute, just go to equip.org. Equip.org is a fountain of information and resources designed to help you defend the faith and grow in your knowledge of the truth. You can also stream the broadcast live or download archived broadcast. To talk with a resource consultant by phone, call 888-7000-CRI. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Like millions concerned about their health, Hank Hanegraaff had never really known which diet plan to trust. But he's found the secret to healing the whole of you, body, soul, and spirit. Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul by J.W. Richards reveals that God is interested in more than just our physical health. He's interested in healing the whole of us. Eat, Fast, Feast outlines a plan found in the ancient Christian practice of intermittent fasting that can help you experience deeper life in Christ. To receive Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, a Christian Guide to Fasting, simply visit equip.org. That's equip.org. And make a gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Or call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI.